Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast. You already know, it's your boy Highs.
And it's me, Pamela G. And we're getting ready to get into some tunes for y'all today. It's the Midnight Hour 215. Let's go.
I'm glad I see you, boy.
When it's wide, we clear, we gon' put that fire on. You better put my nigga, yeah, now I got a slide on. Let the whole block get it, yeah, now we gon' ride on. He's talking down, I'm out of there, like I wanna put that fire on. When it's wide, we gon' clear, we gon' put that fire on. You mad with my nigga, yeah, now I got a slide on. Let the whole block get it, yeah, we gon' ride on. He's talking down, I'm out of there, like I wanna put that fire on.
Put that five on them nigga, now it's all on my side. Tell them motherfucking niggas, man, it's how we ride. We done holler at the gang, and we did them things. But you had to tell a nigga lies, stick to your lane. Oh, I fire ass up, like it's Kim and Ye. But you had to tell a nigga that rainy day. Kept the ratchet on me, niggas, like it's all on my side. Tell them motherfucking niggas, now it's how and I glide. Gliding on them, this bitch, man, it's all word of mouth. Tell a nigga how I get it, now I'm just digging out. Digging out just like a route, now it never would change. Told you motherfucking niggas like I'm school to this game.
When it's war, we gon' clean, we gon' put that fire on. You bands on my nigga, guns, yeah, I got a slide on. That the whole block get it, yeah, we gon' ride on. He talking down, I didn't feel like I won't put that fire on. When it's war, we gon' clean, we gon' put that fire on. He bands on my nigga, yeah, now I got a slide on. Let the whole block get it, yeah, we gon' ride on. He talking down, and it's not like I won't put that fire on.
He talking down like I won't put that fire on. You know my nigga, we gon' pull a slide on him. You know my nigga, TTG for real. You know my nigga, yeah, they train to kill. Yeah, let's shoot the E, you shut up for real. Yeah, you shut up for real. You shut up for real. Yeah, you shut up for real. Front that trouble, you never gon' slide on a nigga. He talking down like it's you, like I won't put that fire on him.
Put that fire on him.
Nigga, yeah, I am young boy, nigga, I ain't hiding. I'm a murder with razor, I'm a murder man, I'm sharp like a razor. Shit like a razor, well, boy, you know I'm sliding. Oh. Two times, you know I'm riding.
Two times,
with no down, you intended. Michigan clear, you ever did it, every day. Yeah. Nigga say what? Nigga say what? Talk it up for one and fit it. Yeah.
When it's war, we gon' put that fire on him. Yeah. You know as he yeah, boy, you know I fly on. We ran down.
Got a shot, yeah, it's a man down.
He dead now, his body laying around. Clueless, yeah, right on the ground. That chump for some. Nigga shoot it, yeah, on the round. Color on, get out, boy, sell it, yeah, £4. Nigga say what? Boy, you know my nigga, we gon' air it out like Jordan. He say the hardest, yeah, this nigga talking in my ear, yeah, this nigga really boring. When it's war, we gon' clean, we gon' put that fire on. You bands on my nigga, now, yeah, I got a slide on. Let the whole block get it, yeah, we gon' ride on. He talking down on his neck like I won't put that fire on. When it's war, we gon' clean, we gon' put that fire on. He mad with my nigga, now, yeah, I got a slide on. Let the whole block get it, yeah, we gon' ride on. He talking down on his neck like I won't put that fire on.
Hey, what's up, Philly? It's me, Pamela G, back with the Midnight Hour 215. We are live. I'm just checking in, and I want to make sure that people got a chance to go out to vote today.
You better have voted.
I know I did. I know a lot of people talk about voting or don't talk about voting. I think folks have gotten away with it from the previous election, feeling like, you know, they were cheated with Trump. You know what I mean? And other elected officials with the shit that's going on. But I feel like as people, we still need to go out and hit the polls. Like, because these people that you're voting for, these people that are being elected for city council, judges, office, you know, police officers, things like that, governor, mayor, whatever. These are people in our community that say they're from our community that claim that they know what the struggle is or don't know what the struggle is. And they're trying to get our vote. They're trying to get our like to see if we're like.
Can
you
I,
feel me?
Can I just say, if I don't want to get stopped by the police no more. I'm just saying, can y'all do that for me one time? Don't let me get stopped by the police.
And that has a lot to do with your vote, because these people that we're voting for on these ballots, these cops who are in charge of, you know, these officials who are in charge of these cops, they're the ones that we're picking. Those are the ones we need to research and see, what are they about? Are they really doing things for the community? Those are the folks that you need to, that we need to pay attention to and give our vote to. So, you know, I'm big on voting. I've been voting since I was able to. I change my addresses when I have to, so they know where I'm at. I'm registered. And that's just what I like to do. I don't know.
I ain't always registered to vote because I don't like the candidates. And I actually do background checks on all the motherfuckers.
Now, how you feel about Mary Kenney?
No, Mary Jim Kenney, he actually cool, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he actually one of the people who said, like, when he say he gonna do something, he gonna do it, or he'll try. Like, even though he gotta go through, you know,
Trials and tribulations.
You know what I mean? And he kind of gotta go through Congress a tiny bit to get actually what he want. But, you know,
that's what it's about. But he's fighting. Like, these potholes, if you listening from where you listening to, I know the Midnight Hour people are listening to us, but here in Philadelphia, where we are in the States, like, the potholes is crazy in the city. You know what I mean? They have, you know, little things that they give if you do get into some shit while riding and you do hit a pothole and it does mess up your things. They do give vouchers and things like that. But I just think the potholage in the city is mad, okay? And, you know, people like Mary Kenney are the ones that are going to be out here getting these potholes filled. You know what I mean? These are the people that we're electing that have to do the job. Now, everybody's lazy. You go to the job you go to, you're going to have a lazy person. It doesn't matter. So think about Congress. That's why you got these people are doing. How motivated folks. They got families. Okay, how many kids they got? The kids look good. That's the things you got to look at with your candidate. You know what I'm saying? You know, those just the things I look at. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be vain, but you have to know these people, because they live it amongst us, and everybody got some craziness to you. So how much craziness do you want in charge of your streets and your decisions that are being held in your community? So voted. Hey to everybody on the live. I'm so hyped that y'all are listening. That live too.
Okay.
So yeah, this is the Midnight Hour 2. Do you have anything to say, Haas, before I try to wrap this up? Like, you ain't say nothing. Like,
look, y'all already know, man. I don't be saying that much, you know. Sometimes I just be like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's about it. Like,
but yeah, go vote. Like, the polls are still open. I think it's an hour. Just go vote or talk about it. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't vote, did y'all vote? Tell me. Buddy? Nobody's in my life. Well, listen.
In that goddamn lab?
This live right here. Tell me.
Anybody in that goddamn live either. We just started.
Go vote. The Midnight Hour 215. On that note, I'm going to stay live. On that note, let's go to another song.
I'm bringing a beef for the bread. Orgasmic sandwich, hold the cheese, please. Or I'll squeeze these hammers. Walk around with two heaters, cold to the streets. I'm like a mute at a wedding, forever holding my peace. While you pulling up with the Draco, you niggas still all ass like J-Lo. That's Draco. I take your bitch and fuck her, I'm Tyrone. Slaughter your whole gang on my own. First time I was on TV was on The Shield. Bought my girl some ice cause she said that I need to chill. And now I'm chilling and willing and start spilling. Your blood is high, blast back. Not only rappers get they ass capped. You wouldn't pull up on a pop chart. No legacy, integrity, thin as Calista Flockhart. Was battling before URL. Not the battle league, the actual URL on your computer. Was battling longer than Lex Luthor. Was a shooter looking for a crip in the night to make a man out of super. You wouldn't ride a beat in a Uber. I'm the boogeyman, killing your dreams like Kruger. I'm your nightmare, trip off the old block, I'm right there. Yeah, I stay in the hood like Luke Cage. I'm on a Mook page, look good for my age. You can have it as you like it, cause all the world's a stage. And I'm merely playing in it. This shit is a bathroom, I'm spraying in it. You so blood, you laying in it. How does it feel now to be a cripple as I tiptoe through your house, fucking your bitch to Diplo? While your kids in the other room sleeping, what's beefing if you ain't having another man's wife queefing? This is rap beef, not gang beef. You ain't seen a drive with this much power since Zane Geek. They try to say these rappers good for the culture. All I see is savages in their 20s looking like vultures. Uh-huh. Can you smell the Folgers, crystals, and videos posing with pistols? You don't even notice the visuals. Yeah. All they show is the miserable fictional principle, physical.
No, but my dope's medicinal, nutritional, invincible balance versus your non-convincible talent. You last long as a meme challenge. Here today, gone tomorrow. You a piece of the pie, I'm the host of borrow. I got my weight up like Jonah Hill. I ain't losing it again. You must be using a hallucinogen. If you think you can see me falling off, my umbilical cord, the only thing falling off. You gon' get this work, I ain't calling off. You got hard drive, but you Microsoft. Man, yo, Mike, turn it.
What's up?
Lil Highs and
me, Pamela G.
So you already know. We here, and I just don't give a fuck. But I just want to say, people don't fight no more. Y'all don't.
What do you mean fight?
Like, they don't pick up guns no more. Like, not guns, but
they
like,
picking up
they,
guns.
They picking up guns. Like, nigga, fight with your hands. Be a man. Fight with your hands.
You know why people not fighting? Because, you know what? It's no such thing as healthy fighting. But one thing I will, you've been seeing those boxing fights that been on a, shout out to Scoop Philly. Shout out to all the blogs and Phillies for playing out of my league. But, and supporting the vote today. But you've been seeing those boxing matches, right? People been, like, putting the gloves on and putting the guns down. I've been seeing that campaign. And I think that's dope because, like you said, people is really picking up guns because motherfuckers can't really fight.
They
not being taught.
They know they can't fight. They know they... Look, I watched a couple of those fights, and I can tell you this from, like, just watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, for real. Like, guns... To me, with the gun thing going on, I feel like people need to be protected, no doubt. Like, even myself, you know, getting a license to carry is a goal for me because sometimes when I go outside, I feel like I'm going to be tried, like, every other day, which is sad to say, but, you know, it happens. So I feel like having protection like that is needed sometimes. But I do still feel like people need to learn how to defend themselves manually. You feel me? Like, that's why karate classes, like, when I think of my daughter, I think of putting her in, like, self-defense classes such as karate.
Nope. Just pick up a brick. That's what I'm doing.
I guess that's cool, too, depending.
Nope. I'm just teaching.
If it's a gun to a brick, of course.
Nope. I'm just teaching my kids to pick up a brick.
Oh,
pick up a brick, a book, a desk. I don't give a fuck. Little motherfucker ain't gonna fight fair. I told you.
I encourage.
Daddy told you already.
Mm-hmm.
Little girl, she ain't gonna fight fair. Just
what?
Like little boys.
What are we talking about here?
Kick her in the place it hurt. I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't care if you got a karate chop a little small ass booby.
Now, did you know how to fight growing up?
Hell yeah.
Did you really?
I got brothers.
Would you say you was one of those people that fought regularly to defend yourself?
I fought on a daily basis.
Damn.
Like, everybody, all right. So, y'all don't know. Everybody in my family, like, we're family, but it's like my cousins don't feel like my cousins. They feel like my brothers and sisters.
So, y'all close.
Yeah, so we fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when we fight, we fight. It ain't no...
So y'all try to kill like, each other, like smother with a pillow?
No.
Oh.
Maybe once or twice. But still. Just saying, like, no, I'm dead serious. Like, my mama told me, pick up a brick. You know, you can't beat that. Pick up a brick. Treat him like crap. Pick up a brick.
My mom definitely told me to defend myself. But, yeah, I mean, you how do I say this? It's like you want to tell your kids to defend yourself. But what if your kid takes it just way too far, you know, and one day they're like, Mom, you know, so-and-so, and they hit me. And you get the story back that your child did indeed hit that other child with a brick when all that child might have did was, like, knock over your kids. How do you let them know the difference of being attacked and when to come through with the...
No, I teach them to talk it out first, like, all right. What did you do? Like, all right, this happened. All right, if they not gonna apologize, all right, smooth away, walk away. But if they talking shit, tell them to throw them hands.
Right.
I'm not gonna treat my kids like, oh yeah, like these little motherfuckers out here. I don't give a fuck if you're a boy, you're a girl. My daughters will knock you cold out. They go to the boxing gym with me and everything. My daughters will knock you to. Cold out. My older daughter don't fight that.
Now, me, honestly, I didn't have to fight that much because I actually knew how people were. I just knew that as a child, when to stay away from people, because I knew when to stay away from me. So I just applied that to others, and I'm moody, so that wasn't hard. I just suspect everyone's moody, and they want you to stay away from them. But for me, it's always someone that's going to try you, and, you know, I've gotten tried just like anybody else. And I just, only way I'm going to hit you is if you hit me first, or if I maybe didn't get no sleep that day and you really keep messing with me. Like, that's ridiculous. Don't do that. So we might have to, like, we might have to have a conversation. You're going to throw hands if I'm tired and you're messing with me. Like, that's a violation.
You're going to throw hands. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing for nobody. You're going to throw these hands.
Right.
Like, yo, I tell anybody, you got problems with me, see me on the street, throw them hands. Like, that's how I feel about stuff out here in this world. Like, you got a problem with me, throw them hands.
Oh, hell no!
I tell you, if you beat me, nigga,
mm-hmm.
I'ma just go practice some shit, come back, then beat your ass.
Oh, man.
That's how I gotta go.
I guess so.
You ever notice that's how dudes became friends back in the day?
What, you fight first?
You fight first. Like, yo,
isn't that like some type of like
hazing?
Isn't that like hazing right there? That's like bullying. Like,
it's not bullying.
Isn't that what you do to get initiated into the gangs?
When we post this on the Midnight Hour 215 Facebook and Instagram, let me know. Is this hazing if you throw them hands, someone whoop your ass? You come back, you already done practiced some new shit. You come back and then whoop they ass. Now it's 1-1. Y'all got one more fight. Two out of three. Whoever win that next one, the next person can't say shit for a year.
Well, I mean, I hear a lot of stories about young men fighting growing up, you know, and then becoming like the best of friends, honestly. So
that's how I became friends with most of my friends. Like, yo, look, all right, so everybody that know me knows the rapper Trey Digga, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and this nigga was enemies.
Why?
And this dude is like my brother to the day I die. This man is my brother to the day that I die.
So what was the feud for? What was the...
No, like, we were just outside,
mm-hmm.
rapping, battling, being us,
mm-hmm.
you know, being hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is about, like, over 13, 14 years ago.
Right.
But, you know, we hard-headed, we young, we doing us. And next thing you know, we just start... I said some shit, he said some shit, and then we just got into it. But mm-hmm. we're not going to not make it seem like, oh, yeah, like, they just start fighting from rip. Like, no, we was chilling. Everybody was enjoying the freestyle. Mm-hmm. He always did some asshole shit. I always did some asshole shit back. And I kept it 100.
And y'all got it, too.
We just, you know, one day I just seen him.
Mm-hmm.
I ran up super, super fast on my Sonic shit. Y'all already know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fast as fuck for a short nigga. And I ran the fuck up and kicked him in the nuts. On that note, he choked me the fuck up. But at the end of the day, like, the next event that we hosted together, like, we became friends.
Right.
During that whole thing, we became fucking friends out of that whole entire thing.
Well, what's up. That's the fact of the matter. You know, that y'all came together. And I was just having a discussion, shout out to Mizzy World, and we was just talking about how females can come together, because he was saying, you know, like, a lot of the times that we have a hard time doing that. And I said to him, you know, that's the fact. And I think it just, and that's just what a lot of people, I think, like, communication just, like, plays a role in it. So it's just like, what you gonna do, you know? But communicate and try not to beat someone's ass, I guess. I don't know.
No, we're going to mix. That's what we're going to do. We're going to mix. You're going to hand me a fair one. And then, you know, it is what it is. I don't try to make shit to be what it is, but it is what it is.
Right.
What's the next topic? Check the next topic for me.
All right, I'm going to go live on Facebook, too.
The topic.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Yeah. And see, Instagram? Look, when people forget that I send them topics.
It's the Midnight Hour 215.
All right. So on that note, what do it take to level up in life? That's the next topic, y'all. That it takes to level up in life.
I think to level up in life, you just need to know yourself. Yourself. Not someone else's self. meaning know yourself. What do you like to do? What makes you feel good? Like,
do that also mean juggling relationships?
If that honestly makes you feel good, then that's your life. You know what I'm saying?
No, like juggling relationship, work, and everything else.
What you mean, like?
Like, if you got to juggle relationship, work, and you got to juggle, you know, your regular everyday routine and relationships mm-hmm. at the same time, and then still trying to have your own little life, knowing. You should, you know, it is.
So is that going to take, so doing your, making sure that life is in order and doing what you have to do and juggling a relationship, is that what's going to take for you to level up in life? Is that what you're asking? Like, no, to like be able level, to do level, it?
Leveling up in life, like, if you want to be a business person,
mm-hmm.
and now, from that business person standpoint, you got to, you already had your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you already had your relationship. You already had your children. You already had all this cool stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now that you getting close to owning your own business and all this good stuff, and it start to get harder, how you going to level up in your life? What is it that you're going to level up? What is it that you're going to try harder in to make sure everything is all good?
Sometimes you might just have to do a whole switcheroo on everything that you was doing. Like, you might come to a point to see that you're trying to level up. You got things going, things running, going good. And then you just realize, like, yo, this is nothing moving. Like, and shit gets like that sometimes. Like, you can swear you doing something, but all in the same time, you're putting all this action in, but it's really no result. So it's like you have to take a step back then and be like, yo, I really don't think this is working for me. Maybe you're trying routines that someone else did. And that's what I mean. You need to get into your own routine, because what works for someone else is not going to work for you. So it's like you just got to figure it out.
That's true.
And doing that, trying to figure, it's like, okay, I'm saying trying to figure out, what the fuck am I trying to figure out? And with, like I said, you got to figure out what your life is calling you for. Like, everybody has a calling. I mean, it's unfortunate that our calling calls us for something higher than maybe, you know, people like us in the hood might be able to see. But trust and believe, if you are able to see it, then it's going to be real. And you just have to figure out what ways for you, like a way for me to get this soda right here. It's a Day Soda. Shout out to Day Scent right here. The Midnight Hour 215.
Sponsored to you by Day Soda.
Day Soda. So listen, you got a Day Soda. My Day Soda might be right here and shit, right? And I can get it like this. But your Day Soda might be all the way the fuck over there. So you actually got to go like this, but then you're going to try to go like this the way I did it. But you actually have to go around and do some swivels, you know, different directions to get your pineapple juice.
It ain't
going
to be that easy to try to do the same thing somebody else doing.
But you have to know the steps and the rules of life to navigate where it is that you have to go to get where you want to be.
Yeah, and I try to tell y'all people, yo, you got the same 24 hours. If someone got more success than you, or they're greater than you, or they got more anything than you, y'all got the same 24 hours. Yes. If you got two kids and they got two kids, y'all got the same 24 hours as them.
Right.
So if you got the same 24 hours, what are you going to do?
Right, it's up to you.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do to become that next step, to get that next step in life?
Mm-hmm.
To level up. I got to burp so bad. I've been burping so crazy. So, I want to ask Pamela G, have you seen Endgame?
Yo, I have not seen Endgame.
I haven't seen Endgame.
Can you honestly tell me what that is?
Endgame is the Avengers movie.
Okay, so this is like a sequel, prequel.
Yeah, all right. So, all right, this is like after Thanos done killed everybody.
Okay.
So, if you have not seen Endgame, like me and Pamela G, because I can pre-order on the PlayStation. So, I'm trying to keep it 100 with y'all. I have not seen Endgame because I want to watch it in the house.
You want to get the leg?
Like, no, like, all right, on my PlayStation, I have all the Avenger movies. So if I have all the Avenger movies, all I need is the
So you want to get the leg. You don't want to go to the movie theater to go see Avengers Endgame.
Right. Like, cool. Like, they,
so you
like,
want to get the net? You want to get?
Though. They still getting their money though.
So you want to get the Fire Stick? I'm sorry, I've been distracted.
No, not the Fire Stick.
Okay.
They're still getting their money. Like, they're still getting their money because I pre-ordered it on my PlayStation. You're still making bread off that. Mm-hmm. Like, we're right. But, you know, for people that didn't see Endgame.
Listen, I didn't see Endgames. I didn't really see a lot of the Avengers movies. But I know they're good. I know they're of great quality. What is that, Marvel?
Yeah, Marvel.
We got to see. I don't know if it's going to be on Cody. I don't know if it's who it's going to be. You know, I don't know if the bootlegs are still out here. But I would...
Bootleg men.
Who are y'all? Bootleg men. What the hell is that?
Bootlegger. I'm just playing around, y'all.
But y'all, hey, the Midnight Hour 215, we're especially live today for Election Day. We was just live. Follow us on Instagram at the_midnight_hour.
_215. See, there was a pause in that for a reason. Because it's literally a white girl behind us with the logos and stuff.
Right, and I'm not even looking at that. It's right here, y'all. And
don't forget to hit us up on Facebook at... I'm going to tell y'all 1 second.
It's just the Midnight Hour.
It's the Midnight Hour. All is one word.
Yes. And find us on there. But we doing a special Midnight Hour. I know y'all like, look, the Midnight Hour. It's goddamn it's, 8 o'clock.
It's the Midnight Hour. With the Midnight, all is one word, then space, hour. If y'all want to check out the Midnight Hour 215 radio podcast show.
And if you have music.
Yes, for all you artists that got the hottest music, or y'all think it's the hottest music, I will let you know because I played in a room full of people before we put it on the show.
But I'm sure if you're sending in and you're that confident of what you're sending in, it's got to be the hottest. And we just trying to share the music, spread the music. Like, we're super independent. Like, we're super hyped today because we got a few more pieces of equipment. And we're just trying to...
I'm just all on the page like this.
But give us some topics. Like, we just recording live. It was Election Day today. I voted. We went over some topics about elections, how people feel about elections, why some people don't vote, why they do vote, you know.
Y'all gotta, like, if you don't want
to vote,
if you don't want to vote, be my guest. Don't vote. I don't, nigga, I'm not going to judge you. I looked you dead the fucking eye.
Right.
I came to the eye. Didn't fucking vote.
I
did want to vote for Mayor Kenny, but I'm just saying, like, nigga, I had shit to do.
But let's get back into some of the topics that you was just talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Because you...
The next topic actually is... Dum-da-da-dum. I got to go to the...
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
I got to go to
the archives.
I got to go to the archives and look at this. It's so many...
Yeah, because I know I shared a few things with you, too. So I can't even really go into my phone.
Alright, the next topic is, what's the best places to take someone for your first date?
Aww.
What is that one thing? Like, what is that one place you would take somebody for a good date, a perfect date? Something that would be like, you know what? Girl, I like you enough to spend this $50 a plate.
Right, $50.
It don't even got to be a $50 a plate. If your man don't got it. Let him take you to McDonald's. Let him take you to Wendy's.
Now, I don't know about McDonald's now. Let me tell you something. Don't take me to McDonald's.
You ain't got a Netflix and chill with the nigga.
But don't take me to McDonald's, though. That's like trying to say...
I can't take you to McDonald's. But look, if I don't got it like that... And
if I don't request that...
Let's say you don't got no bread.
I don't want
no bread
from McDonald's.
No. Let's say you don't got no money.
Hey.
Let's say you don't got no money, right?
Okay. So we homeless.
No.
We in a struggle with our love.
No. Let's say you got no money.
Okay.
I don't got that much for you.
Mm-mm.
Right? We get 2 cheesesteak platters. Mm-hmm. Let's say I got
$10.
Okay. We can get 2 cheesesteak platters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, all right, cool. But now we thirsty.
Okay, so we getting water.
So now, how about we do this? Mm. How about... We hit up McDonald's. Or, matter of fact, we still stay in the Poppy store because you know that's where the cheesesteak platters come from.
The steak and platters. Right. Shout out to the Poppy store.
So let's say we stay in the Papa store. We don't get two cheesesteak platters. We get two hoagies. Now two hoagies, right, that's going to run five, right?
Two Italian hoagies going to run you about six, seven.
All right.
But we're not going to get that. We're going to get ham.
Let's say it's going to run you six. Mm-hmm. You got $4 left. What you going to get? What you got?
We got $4 left.
You know you're going to be thirsty.
We got to save that.
So therefore, you can spend $3.
Okay.
Or $2.50 on a big soda. Now, both of y'all.
A big soda from McDonald's?
No, not from McDonald's. From the Papa store.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So, now y'all got your big soda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all about $8.50 in.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got about $2.50 left, probably.
Okay.
Let's say you got like $1.50 left. What you gonna do with that $1.50? Oh, you know she like candy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for candy.
Okay.
Bam. What you gonna do next? Y'all can go back to the crib, but let's say it's a nice day out. What you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
So, what we gonna do? Let's not eat this yet. We can eat the candy, but let's not eat this yet.
Snack before dinner.
Let's go chill in the park. Have a nice little park date.
Oh, that's nice.
If you broke, if you ain't got it like that, go have a nice park date.
Okay. So, are we saying what to do if you're on a low income date, or just in general, what is the perfect date? Because I had something else.
I'm just saying, like, if you ain't got it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ain't got it like that, like, you don't.
Okay.
If you do got it like that, if you think she's special or whatever, or he's special, ball out.
Because I don't know if you know, but you came off the rip on the topic talking about $50 a plate. Okay?
Hey.
So, I was under impression.
When I got a woman, and I like you and I love you, I'll ball out for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cheap with myself, but I ain't gonna be cheap with you.
Now, look, this is my example of a great day on a fixed income. So, now we can go.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
The reason why I said I want to display this $50 a plate shit.
Yeah.
The reason why I said $50 a plate.
Mm-hmm.
Cause white people.
So
I'm just saying, you know, they go to first
$50 a plate.
First date, fancy restaurant. I got to do it. I've been trying to holler at that for a minute. Like, no, listen, you ain't got to do that.
$50 a plate is real. It could go up to that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It depends where hood you're going to, where you're coming from. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely don't feel like $50 a plate is ever necessary for any date. You know what I mean? Because, of course, there's some nice major restaurants out here where you could take someone. The only reason I was debating with you with McDonald's is because I get sick. And McDonald's is the first place that tears my stomach up from the inside.
I'm just saying, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, whatever that food place
McDonald's
is like
is
that,
the worst, though.
If your chick eat that shit, then be my guest.
Right. If I request it, then take my ass to McDonald's. Yeah. But so my idea of a great low income date though would be, like, of course we could come back to the crib. Like, if I know you, we've been up, now we down or whatever the situation. We can always chill in the crib and order food and go for walks. Like, that's always amazing. Always, especially if it's with someone that you really going through the struggle with. But I love the movies, so, like, if we have, like, $40, that's our limit to go out, like, let's go to a movie. Like, I love actually going into the movies and actually sitting there and just being in the cool air or whatever the temperature, getting some popcorn. Even though I know the popcorn is, like, goddamn $10 and the damn juice is, like, $5. We don't have to get that.
You can sneak that in the juice.
Exactly. We can sneak that shit in.
You gotta have a big purse.
Right, and I can have that.
Checking.
Exactly. I haven't been there in a long time. How is it? Shout out to 40th Street, 40th and Walnut.
Yeah, 40th and Walnut. They be checking, though.
Damn, y'all be checking?
They be checking. They be like, yo, miss, can you open up your bag? Like, yo, look.
Shout out to Days.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget, Arizona and Black Miles. They sponsor. Look, sponsored to you by Arizona.
But no, like, that's a cool day for me. Like, I love the movies. I love going for walks. I like looking at the stars. So if we want to pull up and you know a great area that we can just look at the stars, just thinking of, like, romantic things to do, But as a date, if we don't go out.
It don't got to be a low-budget date. I'm just saying this for the low-budget dudes that don't be having bread like that, that want to take their chicks out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can do.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But if she don't appreciate it, mm-hmm. then nigga, that's not the girl for you. No. Don't try to change nobody.
Right.
They don't want to be changed. Love is a four-letter word, like fucking shit. It don't care about nobody but itself.
Right, because you do have some ladies, some people out here that will be ungrateful and will look at that like, but you know, that's just when you come to different qualities of people and different people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should expect that. But this is Pamela G with the Midnight Hour, and we're going to get into another tune. Thank you so much. All right. I figured we just cut that one off because we've been ranting.
Would you look at me now, walking down the street? Look down there, you can see my feet. And they both got names, one Tony, one Lou. You stepping on Tony, you stepping on you. Step by step, stepping. Check by check, checking. Flex by flex, flexing. X by X. Yeah. Summer finna come up next by next. Wow. Summer finna come up next by next. Wow. Step by step, stepping. Check by check, checking. Flex by flex. Summer finna come up next by next. Summer finna come up next by next. Let them see the light, running for the sun. Coming for the top, the summer where I'm from. Loving through the night, stay till dinner done. Say she finna come, tell her save her for the sun. Step by step, check by check. Flex by flex, X by X. Summer finna come up next by next. Summer finna come up next by next.
Again, right here at the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast Show. You already know, it's your boy Haz. I'm crazy.
And I'm Pamela G. And I'm crazy, too.
She ain't crazy. She the sensible one.
Aww.
She the one that always try to talk niggas out of doing shit. I'm going to blow this bitch up.
Don't listen,
do that. You know you should. She go right in her mommy.
I'm a balance of two. I will try to say don't do it. But if you really want to do that shit, go ahead. I'm not going to stop you from doing what you want to do. You know what I mean?
I say smoke it out, give a fuck. But yeah.
But yeah, like we just discussed, you know, I hate saying low income dates. I don't want to say that no more.
Just dates. Just say dates. Just say dates. It don't got to be low income dates. I just said low income dates for the people that's broke. You know what? This podcast is for the niggas who is broke, but they always still try and take a chick on a date to show that they're still a gentleman.
Real shit. Shout out to y'all. That's dope. I still love when someone can open a door. All that little romantic gesture type shit. I like that type of stuff. So
I ain't got to open up a door for you. I just got to open up them drawers. Like, I'm playing.
Listen.
I'm playing, ladies.
I love romantic type. And people say chivalry is dead. I don't feel like it is dead. I feel like it's still people out here that, you know, are attentive to their significant other. And I like that. Like, I like when people are, you know, like touchy-feely, romantic, holding hands.
Nobody ain't trying to be touchy-feely all the time, though.
Not all the time, no. Don't touch and feel me all the time. You cannot do such. I have boundaries and limits. But for the most part, whenever we try to cross the street, you know, you can grab my hand or something like that.
Grab your hand. I ain't gonna grab. I'm a look. That's one time I'll be Trump. Grab by the pussy.
Yeah.
One time.
Oh, no, no, no. We don't support that man here.
I said like.
No.
Like.
We don't know like. We don't like that man.
You know.
Okay.
You know.
Shout out to.
You know, y'all girls are freaky.
Election day. Yeah. I hope y'all voted.
You know, y'all girls are freaky, so sometimes you just got grabbed by the pussy.
Listen. So, what was the next topic? Did you see that video I sent you of that man spitting? The lady spitting on that goddamn man?
I seen the video.
If you haven't seen it, hey. If you haven't seen this video, it's on my page right now. It's a video. Tell them, Haas, what's going on in that nasty ass?
It's a video of a dude and a woman arguing. Mm-hmm. The woman had the audacity to spit on this man like he not a grown-ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Expect not to get her ass whooped because she a woman.
Yeah, no.
No, remember, I want to say this. Y'all women are independent. Y'all women are that bitch.
We are independent.
Y'all women are... No, I'm putting the quotes on there because that's what all y'all girls say, but then y'all do want to do the gangster shit and then want to act all feminine.
Absolutely.
So, therefore, when y'all say, I'm that bitch, I'm independent, I do me, boo-boo. Yeah, well, guess what? Do you just got do you ass whoop. That's what I want to tell you.
Yeah, like, you don't go putting your fucking fecal matter or your saliva, you know, from inside your body. Don't put that on someone else.
I want to say she smacked the shit out of that dude, but...
She did?
I
didn't see that part.
It happened in the first, 7 seconds.
Oh, man, I didn't see... All I seen was a spit kind of just trickle out her mouth, and I just seen, it come and just was like...
Yeah, but as she was going down, she said pat and smacked the shit out of him. But as that shit happened, and she got a little smack on the way down,
mm-hmm.
he thought about that shit and stumped her motherfucking ass out.
Damn!
That one stump to the head, he was like, you spit on me? That had to be in Brooklyn. That wasn't no Philly shit.
No,
that had to be in Brooklyn. That's like a New York shit. That's
beat
like,
the bricks off that damn lady.
He said, you're... Bitch, you about to get it. It's going down.
I've never seen nothing like that. But no, like I said in the comments, if you spit on me, no matter what sex, that's a bounds to get your ass bust down. Like, you don't spit on people. Like I said, you don't put your bodily fluids, unless I'm asking for your bodily fluids. Don't put them on me.
So a nigga can't spit on you during sex?
If I ask for your bodily fluids... then okay, but don't just come out with me on the street and just think you're gonna spit on me and don't think I'm about to take my fucking whole.
I'm all in her personal life, yo. a nigga testing the waters.
Listen.
Like, I'm testing the water. So what can a nigga do to you when y'all fuck?
Listen.
I'm in her shit. I shouldn't be in her shit, but I'm in there though.
I'm still voting for
a weekend boyfriend.
Listen, don't spit on people.
Don't cheat.
Don't spit on people. Hashtag the Midnight Hour 215.
Hashtag TMH215.
Let's go.
Come get on my team. Come on, you're not in my league. in my paper, can't follow my footsteps. Steady running this game, ain't got a good foot left. I'm King Kong, beating on my chest. Put me to the test and I'ma rip the competition apart till nothing left. It's fire in my veins and you're looking at a monster. Can't be what you can't join, so you ain't up on my roster. Had nothing, made my own, I got these haters copying. Now they insta following, double tap, liking it. I got these haters that was never homies, swear they know me. They told me when you're reaching for the top, it gets lonely. So I'm out here on my own feet. Cold road I seen all my life, so there's nothing you can show me. Made it by myself, but I was trying to make up a team. I woke up to go get it, they sleeping, I let them dream. They try to hold me back, but I'm still reigning supreme. Still tilt my crown up on my head, cause I'm a king. Blind in y'all games, man, that's half of what I see. And if them haters gonna talk, they gonna talk about me. I can't even comprehend the language they speak. Money talks and nothing walks, and they ain't walking with me. The conversation's free, even though the talk is cheap. But I'm never laying down, cause they know that I'm a beast. You know I'm steady rocking, so you know they follow me. You by yourself. Put your hatin' ass, nigga, get out of my league.
Come follow me, me. Come get on my team.
Come on, come on.
Get out of my league. Come follow me,
come follow me.
Come get on my team.
Come get on my team.
All I wanna do is win. How can I, where do I begin? The road is twisting, twirling, I almost fell down. This struggle is so hard to get off the ground now. Don't wanna reminisce too much on the past, but we all know we know
what you do.
What you do, do it better. I'ma be straight in these streets, and I won't let up. We all know we know
what you do.
Hey Philly, it's me, Pamela G, with the Midnight Hour 215. And if you're back with us, that was just my latest record, Not In My League, featuring Wild West Bandit.
Wild West.
Yes, shout out to you. If y'all want to go over, it's on my YouTube page. But first, you have to follow at the Midnight, the, help me out, Haas.
The underscore.
Yes.
Midnight Hour. No, it's the underscore, Midnight underscore Hour. I be doing this shit wrong.
Sorry, we had a.
I be doing it wrong. Yeah, we had a call, and I was looking at it.
Listen, you have to follow us here.
It's the underscore Midnight Hour underscore 215.
Hoo-ah.
We got it out there.
Yes, but follow us there, and then find me at Pamela G Music 215. It's all together, and then just from there. My YouTube link is right up in the top of the info bar, and just go and like and share and comment. And we gotta go. It's the Midnight Hour 215.
All right, we out, y'all.